Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Nun Memor by Ram Goldar, and today Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Nun Gimel, the fifth parak, Shor Shenagach Zapara. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph taught that if an animal fell lefanav, forward into a bore from the sound of digging, the owner is chai. But if it fell l'achra, backwards, he's pater. Rav explains the term lefanav mamish. Forward means it literally fell on its face. L'achrav, achrav mamish. And backwards means it literally fell onto its back, and in both cases, fell into the bore. This is Rav's opinion that a boar in Rishus Rabim is chayv lehevla v'lo l'chavato, for its foul air, but not for its impact. So the owner is only liable where it fell in head first and died from the foul air, but not where it fell backwards and died from impact. Shmuel says that if the animal fell into the boar, the owner is chayv regardless of how it fell, because he holds one is liable for a boar lehevla v'lo l'chavato, even for its foul air and certainly for its impact. He explains the exemption of la'achrav, kagon deniska b'bor. It's a case where he tripped on the pit, the naf la'achrei abor chutz l'bor, and fell behind the pit, outside it. This impact is not the owner's responsibility. Rav is challenged from a brisa teaching like Shmuel, and Rav Chisna answers that if the bor is one's own property, Rav agrees he's also chai for its foul air. Two more answers are given. Point number two, Brisa teaches that if an ox pushed another into a pit, the Rabban say the ox's owner is chayv, but the pit's owner is pater since it was pushed into the pit. Rabbi Nassan says the ox's owner pays half, and the pit's owner pays the other half because he holds, kol hegadol efshel l'shtulumi mahai, mishtalim mahai. Wherever it's impossible to collect payment from one damaging party, he can collect from the other. He considers the pit's owner chayv, although the animal was pushed in, and must pay for any amount not covered by the ox's owner. In another brisa, he says, the pit's owner pays 3/4 of the damage, and the ox's owner pays only 1/4. And the Gemara explains that the first brisa refers to a muad, and the second brisa refers to a tum. Two explanations are given. Number one, he holds each party is considered to have inflicted the entire damage, but the tum only pays 1/4 because he would have paid half even without a partner, so to speak. Number two, he holds each inflicted half the damage. Still, the pit's owner must pay 3/4 because the victim can say, I found my ox in your pit. You killed it. Therefore, he's chai for any amount not covered by the ox's owner. And pointing with you, Rav said, Shor v'adam shedachaf l'labor, if an ox and a person push someone or something into a pit, l'inyan nezalkin kun chayavin. Regarding damages to a person or animal, they are chai because he falls Rabbi Nassan that a pit's owner is responsible even where a victim is pushed into his boar. Only the person's chai for the dal dvarim, the 4 payments added for a person harming another person, as well as the mevrados. Only the ox's owner is chai for kofar and the 30 shkalim paid for killing a slave. The person and ox would be chai for kelim and shor psui hamukdashim. An ox which is a disqualified carbon, but the pit's owner would be pater. This final exemption is derived from hames yelo, and the carcass shall be his, teaching that where the carcass cannot be used, such as psui hamukdashim, which must be buried, a boar is pater. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph taught that if an animal fell lefanav, forward into a bore from the sound of digging, the owner is chayv, but if it fell la'achra, backwards, he is pater. Rav explains the term lefanav mamish. Forward means it literally fell on its face. La'achrav, achrav mamish. And backwards means it literally fell onto its back, and in both cases, fell into the bore. This is Rav's opinion that a boar in Rishus Rabim is chayv lehevla v'lo l'chavato, for its foul air, but not for its impact. So the owner is only liable where it fell in head first and died from the foul air, but not where it fell backwards and died from impact. Shmuel says that if the animal fell into the boar, the owner is chayv regardless of how it fell, because he holds one is liable for a boar lehevla v'lo shekin l'chavato, even for its foul air and certainly for its impact. He explains the exemption of la'achrav, kagon deniska b'bor. It's a case where he tripped on the pit, the naf la'achrei abor chutz l'bor, and fell behind the pit, outside it. This impact is not the owner's responsibility. Rav is challenged from a brisa teaching like Shmuel, and Rav Chisna answers that if the boar is one's own property, Rav agrees he's also chai for its foul air. Two more answers are given. Point number two, a brisa teaches that if an ox pushed another into a pit, the Rabban say the ox's owner is chayv, but the pit's owner is pater since it was pushed into the pit. Rabbi Nassan says the ox's owner pays half, and the pit's owner pays the other half because he holds, kol hegadol efshel l'shtulumi mahai, mishtalim mahai. Wherever it's impossible to collect payment from one damaging party, he can collect from the other. He considers the pit's owner chayv, although the animal was pushed in, and must pay for any amount not covered by the ox's owner. In another brisa, he says, the pit's owner pays 3/4 of the damage, and the ox's owner pays only 1/4. And the Gemara explains that the first brisa refers to a muad, and the second brisa refers to a tum. Two explanations are given. Number one, he holds Each party is considered to have inflicted the entire damage, but the Tom only pays a quarter because he would have paid half even without a partner, so to speak. Number two, he holds each inflicted half the damage. Still, the pit's owner must pay three quarters because the victim can say, "I found my ox in your pit. You killed it." Therefore, he's high for any amount not covered by the ox's owner. And pointing with you, Rava said, "Shorva adam shidachaf labor, if an ox and a person push someone or something into a pit, lenin nezalkin kun chayavin. Regarding damages to a person or animal, they are high because he falls Rabbi Nassan that a pit's owner is responsible even where a victim is pushed into his bor. Only the person is high for the dal dvarim, the four payments added for a person harming another person, as well as the mevrados. Only the ox's owner is high for kofar and the 30 shkalim paid for killing a slave. The person and ox would be high for kelim and shor psui hamukdashim, an ox which is a disqualified carbon, but the pit's owner would be putter. This final exemption is derived from hames yelo, and the carcass shall be his, teaching that where the carcass cannot be used, such as psui hamukdashim, which must be buried, a boar is putter." All right, so now it's time for our simon for daf nun gimel, and our standard simon is a Nigerian prince. A Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nigerian prince on tour of Jewish pits was shocked to see a cow fall backwards into a pit from the sound of digging, just as an ox was pushing another ox into the same pit, making the ox and pit owners each pay half, while a man and an ox together pushed a person into another pit. So once again, in slow motion. The Nigerian prince, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Gimel. The Nigerian prince on tour of Jewish pits was shocked to see a cow fall backwards into a pit from the sound of digging, which reminds us, we have Makos Rav and Shmuel, whether one is chayiv if an ox falls backwards into a pit due to the sound of digging. Rav says he's not, since it died from the impact, not from the hevel, the foul air. Shmuel says he is chayiv because one is chayiv mishum hevel of a choshech en chavato, for the foul air and all the more so for the impact. So the Nigerian prince on tour of Jewish pits was shocked to see a cow fall backwards into a pit from the sound of digging, just as an ox was pushing another ox into the same pit, making the ox and pit owners each pay half, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that if an ox pushed another into a pit, the rabbans say the ox's owner is high, but the pit's owner is putter, since it was pushed into the pit. Rabbi Nassan says the ox's owner pays half, and the pit's owner pays the other half, because he holds kol hekadilo efshalu shtulumi mahai mishtalim mahai. Wherever it's impossible to collect payment from one damaging party, he can collect from the other. He considers the pit's owner chayv, although the animal was pushed in, and must pay for any amount not covered by the ox's owner. So the Nigerian prince on tour of Jewish pits was shocked to see a cow fall backwards into a pit from the sound of digging, just as an ox was pushing another ox into the same pit, making the ox and pit owners each pay a half, while man and ox together pushed the person into another pit, which reminds us, Rav has said, "Shorva adam shidachav labor, if an ox and a person push someone or something into a pit, when you nizak and kohen chayavin, regarding damages to a person or animal, they are all chay, because he follows Rabbi Nassan that a pit's owner is responsible even where a victim is pushed into his bor. Only the person is liable for dal dvarim, the four payments added for a person harming another person, as well as the mevrados. Only the ox's owner is liable for kofar and the three shkalim paid for killing a slave." So once again, the Nigerian prince on tour of Jewish pits was shocked to see a cow fall backwards into a pit from the sound of digging, just as an ox was pushing another ox into the same pit, making the ox and pit owners each pay a half, while a man and an ox together pushed a person into another pit. All right, so now it's time for four balabach chazara. Daf mem tes. So the simmer daf mem tes is meat, and we often use a butcher. So here goes. As two women in the butcher shop, that must be more than daf mem tes, meat. As two women in the butcher shop were arguing who was worth more, the pregnant one or the one who had given birth, which reminds us, the next mission explains how to evaluate the mevrados to pay when striking a pregnant woman caused a miscarriage. The Tanakhama says we assess a woman's value while pregnant and after miscarrying, and he pays a difference. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, if so, a woman increases in value after giving birth. Rather, we assess the offspring to determine their value. Rav explains Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's statement, since childbirth is dangerous, her value is lower when she's pregnant. Rather, we evaluate the fetuses themselves. So, as two women in the butcher shop were arguing who was worth more, the pregnant one or the one who had given birth, the butcher got a shock when it turned out that the Gior is buying meat using the mevrados she received when she was struck after her Ger husband died, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if someone strikes a Gior who is married to a Ger and he dies without heirs, the damager is exempt from the mevrados. Rabbi says that if he struck her after the husband died, she has already acquired the offspring when he died and she receives the mevrados. Rav Chisda objected, are offspring bundles of money that she can acquire them when her husband dies. Rather, if the husband died, no payment is made. So as two women in the butcher shop were arguing who was worth more, the pregnant one or the one who had given birth, the butcher got a shock when it turned out that the girl buying meat using the Dmei Vada she received when she was struck after her girl husband died was the wife of the girl he had lent money to and who had given him a mashkan, which reminds us, if a ger's mashkan was in Yisrael's possession and the ger died, the Yisrael acquires the equivalent of the debt owed him and someone else can acquire the rest. Daf Nun. So the Simur Daf Nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. The crew member from the Nezikin non-stop rescue team flight. Non-stop flight? That must be more in Daf Nun. The crew member from the Nezikin non-stop rescue team flight, which landed by a boar in Rosh Hussi Yachid, where the owner was Mafkir's field, but not his boar, which reminds us, it was taught in a Brisa where Rabbi Shmuel says that the boar described by the Torah is one whose opening is in Rosh Hussi Rabbim. Rabbi Kiva says the Torah's boar is where one was Mafkir's property, but not his boar, meaning a boar in Rosh Hussi Yachid, where people may walk up to its edge. Two interpretations of the Machlokas are brought. So the crew member from the Nezikin non-stop rescue team flight, which landed by a boar in Rosh Hussi Yachid, where the owner was Mafkir's field, but not his boar, saved a ditch digger's daughter who fell into a pit of water, but couldn't save his son, who died of thirst, which reminds the Gemara relates the incident of the Chunya Chofer Shichin, who would dig pits of water for the Oli Regalim, where his daughter fell into a pit of water and was saved. Rechinina ben Dosa was sure that she would be saved, since it was inconceivable that his daughter would be harmed through the very thing he sacrificed himself to provide the public. Yet his son did die of thirst, and Rechinina said, Kol Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu Vatrenhu. Anyone who says a Kodesh Baruch Hu is disregarding of sin, Yevatru Chayov, his life should be disregarded. Rather, the Pasuk describes all of Hashem's ways as Mishpat, justice. So the crew member from the Nezikin non-stop rescue team flight, which landed by a boar in Rosh Hussi Yachid, where the owner was Mafkir's field, but not his boar, saved a ditch digger's daughter who fell into a pit of water, but couldn't save his son, who died of thirst, nor the cow that fell into a pit, that died from the foul air. Which reminds us, Rav says, Bor Shechiva Lav Torah, regarding the pit for which the Torah held the digger liable, Lehevlo V'lo Chabato, his liability is for its foul air, but not for its impact in the fall. Gemara observes that Rav holds about the damage of impact, karko om hu demaskale, it's the ground of the earth which damaged him, which the digger doesn't own, as opposed to the foul air, which he generated through digging. Shmuel says, Lehevlo, Lekoshigin, Lechabato, his liability is for its foul air, and certainly for its impact. Daphne and Olive, so the Simmer Daphne and Olive is a beaver because beavers gnaw. So here goes. The four tefach beaver, that must be run Daphne and Olive. Gnaw. The four tefach beaver standing under the abdomen of a cow that was about to step into a six tefach boar, which reminds Gemara it's an incident where an ox fell into a ditch which was 10 tefachim deep. The Gemara clarifies that Rav Nachman agrees that a fall of 10 tefachim is required, but reason that since an animal's abdomen is 4 tefachim above the ground and the ditch was 6 tefachim deep, it emerges that the animal fell 10 tefachim into the ditch. The Mishnah, which holds the digger responsible for an animal's death only at a depth of 10 tefachim, is where the ox was lying down and rolled into the pit and didn't fall more than the depth of the pit. So the four tefach beaver standing under the abdomen of a cow that was about to step into a 6 tefach boar saw his beaver friend fall into a 30 tefach boar that three different people had dug, which reminds the Brisa teaches if one dug a pit 10 tefachim and another one deepens it to 20 tefachim and a third person deepens it to 30, they are jointly liable for its damages. So the four tefach beaver standing under the abdomen of a cow that was about to step into a 6 tefach boar saw his beaver friend fall into a 30 tefach boar that three different people had dug, that the second partner of the boar failed to cover, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught regarding a boar of two partners that if one passed by it and didn't cover it, then the second one passed by it and didn't cover it, the second person is liable. The Gemara asks, when it becomes the second person's responsibility, and two opinions are given. Number one, he's exempt when he left the second person using the pit, or number two, where he hands over its cover to the second person. The Gemara clarifies that it's a Machlokas Tanaim, which centers around Breira.
Daf Nun Beis, so the Simur Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Beis. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, on his way to do a mitzvah, and inform a man that the boar that he covered became uncovered, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kisahu HaRishon, if the first partner of a boar covered it, and the second came and found it uncovered, Hasheni Chayev, the second one is Chayev. The Gemara asks, until when is the first partner exempt? And three opinions are given, one being that Shmuel says, it's until enough time passes for people to inform him the pit is uncovered, even if he did not see it himself. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit on his way to do a mitzvah and inform a man that the boar that he covered became uncovered, was disturbed when he discovered that the cover was only good for oxen, not camels, when camels occasionally come, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a case where a cover is strong enough for oxen, but not for camels, which was weakened by camels, and then oxen fell in. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit, on his way to do a mitzvah and inform a man that the boar that he covered became uncovered, was disturbed when he discovered that the cover was only good for oxen, not camels, when camels occasionally come, and that it had become quite wormy, which reminds us, the question was asked, even where camels are common, but they didn't come, v'yisli masocho, rather became wormy from within, do we say, migu dehavi poshe etzel gemalim, since he was negligent regarding damaging of the cover by camels, havi poshe nami glinin hasra, he's also considered negligent regarding it becoming wormy, or dima lomrinu migu, or perhaps we don't say migu. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which definitely one of the three people who each dig 10 tefachim in the same bore, they're all chayiv, that's on daf. No. Good number two. Which daf do we discuss what the din is if a person and an ox push a person into a boar? That's on daf. Nun gimel. Good number three. Which daf is a case where a cover for a pit was strong enough for oxen, but not for camels, which occasionally come? That's on daf. Nun beis. Good number four. Which daf do we machokas if a boar is liable in rishus of rabim or rishus yachi? That's on daf. None. Good number five. Which of them a person can be chai for an animal falling into a 6 tefachim pit, since the animal's abdomen is 4 tefachim off the ground? That's on daf. Nenav. Good number six. Which daf do machos whether an owner of a boar has to pay if a cow falls in backwards from the sound of digging? That's on daf. Nun gimel. Good number seven. Which daf do we discuss who's worth more, a pregnant woman or one who's given birth, as it relates to how to evaluate Dmei Vrados? That's on daf. Memtes. Good number eight. Which daf do we discuss whether a pit owner pays when an ox pushes another ox into the pit? That's on daf. Nun gimel. Good number nine. Which daf do we discuss the distinction between an animal fouling water it fell into with its body versus fouling it through the carcass's odor? That's on daf. Memches. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn if the first partner of a boar covered the boar and then the second partner found it uncovered? Until when is the first partner exempt? That's on daf. Nun beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.